1410 AM and 96.9 FM. KLEM Radio, Daniel Versteg with you. And we're chatting with one of our six Community Champion Award winners. The Community Champion program is brought to you by Total Motors, Wells Enterprises, Prime Bank, the Sitzman Real Estate Team, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. We've got Emma Brennan with us. She's a student at Lamar's Community School, one of our younger community champions, but still the resume of some of our older ones. Not only is she a student, she also has a part-time job, but many different volunteer works. She makes quilts. She works with the Plymouth County Fair Board and 4-H, all kinds of stuff like that. Emma, first of all, I think a lot of kids your age would probably say, I can volunteer when I'm older. I want to have fun and have some, you know, have some fun while I'm young. Why do you want to volunteer so early on at a young age?
Yeah, so my family has always been volunteer-minded, whether that's through church or 4-H or just helping others we know. It's just something that I've been doing for a long time, and I'm very lucky that my family puts an emphasis on it. And I think it's just something that if you're lucky enough to be able to give back, I just think that you should.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're very crafts oriented. You started off with a lemonade stand when you were 6 years old to raise money for those in need, and then you started making quilts. I mean, just where does that kind of idea? Where did those ideas come from to be like, I want to help out as a kid. I'm going to make a lemonade stand, or I'm going to start making quilts for people.
Yeah. So the lemonade stand came from, you know, I think every kid has always wanted to host a lemonade stand, and my mom said, yep, but as long as you're going to help someone else. And I was like, oh. But as a kid, I was terrified of tornadoes. Like, that was my fear, you mm-hmm. know, living in the Midwest, sure. Tornado Alley. And I've heard that Mapleton, which was just a short while away, had been yeah. hit. And I said, well, we should help them. And one of our very good family friends works with the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. And see, she helped us and helped suggest what we should do.
Absolutely. I see you're also going to Northern Iowa. You're a member of the National Honor Society. You went to Iowa Girls State. I went to Iowa Boys State, so I know how much of an honor that is. Just, you know, talk about how important your academics are to you and how important that is in leading a good life in the classroom as well.
Yeah, so education has been so important to me. My grandma was a teacher for many, many years, and I always knew that school was important. And I know that education is something that not everyone gets to have, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. But having good academics to me is staying focused. And by staying focused on my school has helped me with other things in life, such as like managing deadlines, which my mom would tell you is not my best. But I think that education is just something that's going to help me in the future, being a lifelong learner and having the growth mindset to continue doing things, even when it's hard.
I know you probably have, you've talked about your family a lot throughout the course of this interview. Have they been kind of the ones that have kind of always inspired you to be a, you know, volunteer-minded individual, someone who gives of your time? Is that your parents who kind of inspire you to do that?
Yeah, my parents and my grandparents, both sets. All four of my grandparents were 4-H leaders, and so then my mom's my 4-H leader, so it's just always, my family's just always giving back and doing things, and they truly are my inspiration, and I do love them, and I'm going to miss them a lot next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Going all the way to Cedar Falls, I guess, what's the plan? What are you going to major in?
So I'm planning on majoring in finance on the personal wealth management track, and I'm hoping to do investments and retirement planning someday.
Awesome. Hey, we need more planners so that us old people can make sure our future's taken care of. Well, perfect. Emma, congratulations on the award. We're eager to see what your life has in store for us. And again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Emma Brennan, one of our many Community Champions Award winners. The Community Champion Award program is brought to you by Total Motors, Wells Enterprises, Prime Bank, the Sitzman Real Estate Team, and Floyd Valley Healthcare, right here on KLEM Radio.